Welcome to a room filled with legends for round six of the NRL. I'm joined in the 2NM studio by Sam and Pete. How are we doing, Sam?
I'm doing well.
Really?
Yeah, hang on a second. Hold on to that thought. Pete, you doing well?
Mate, I'm okay today. Yeah, I'm doing okay.
All right, well, we all should feel a little ashamed.
Last time, unlock it in.
I think I'm going to pick the Cowboys to beat the Warriors.
In this particular game, it'll come down to 7 points for a victory, and the Sharks are going to go down to the Tigers.
And just finally, I'm going to be going the Canberra Raiders to beat the Storm. Well, gentlemen, I think this we've all
we can only redeem. But look, Bear, I just need to say before we go on, mate. The Tigers last week is the most pathetic side I've ever seen take an NRL field. None of them look interested.
Yeah.
Tamo in the middle, just wandering around like he didn't give two hoots about the game.
Yep.
The wingers were doing the same.
Yep.
I mean, this side is Brooks. I was watching Brooks specifically. That man did absolutely nothing. When he made mistakes, his team went nowhere near him.
Yeah.
He's a guy on the outer, I feel, at the Tigers.
Hey, look, Madge,
get him and the coach out of there. They're woeful.
Madge has made changes. He's taken the number 7 jersey off Brooks.
Yep.
And given him the number 6 jersey. What's that all about?
No, okay, yes. We've also dropped our centre and our winger.
Yep.
Tyrone Peachy is also gone. Our hooker's gone. I mean,
that's the only time they showed a bit of spark was when Peachy came on.
He does some very average things.
He does do some silly things.
All right, well, let's just say we're not picking the Tigers this week.
No, we can go past that game.
All right. Pete, I'll let you simmer down for a little bit.
All right, mate. Please, yes, please. My blood pressure's way up.
I'm going to go first this week, and I tell you what, there are a lot of games that I kind of like.
Yep.
And I mean, I would like to pick the Sharks to beat the Storm. I have a feeling there's a bit of wishful thinking going on there on my behalf. And I'm not sure about the Dragons or the Knights. I think either of those could win. I'm quite certain Parramatta's going to beat the Tigers.
And yep.
I'm absolutely certain Penrith are going to beat the Broncos. But I tell you what, I'm going to go for another roughie this week because I've got a feeling the Bulldogs are going to come good. I can see Canterbury beating the Bunnies.
Oh, you got...
That's not a silly call. I mean, I watched them play the Panthers last week. It was only a couple of drop balls at critical times that the Panthers made them pay.
Yeah.
They look good on the scoreboard, the Panthers, but
they
didn't have it all their own way. The Doggies, they've got some talent there, and I think this week they'll shine.
They looked a lot better with Flanagan in, didn't they?
I think they did.
They looked fantastic.
They showed some stuff, and it's got to get better. And let's put it this way: they haven't won since round one. They're due.
Yeah,
100%.
All right,
as Sam, for the Tigers, no.
Sam, who you got?
Come on, man! I'm still a fan of them. Okay, I am picking this one. I was kind of the same with you, but I wasn't too sure who to pick. So I think I'm going to back the Dragons versus the Knights. I think they're due for a win. I read somewhere they've only won one game since July 2021. So I think talking about due for a win,
yes.
I think the Dragons are well due for a win against the Knights that aren't playing as well.
Technically, St. George have won less games than the West Tigers
exactly.
in the same period of time. So that's a damning if you ever heard of anything. I think the Knights, they're also due. This is a toss of the coin matchup.
Yeah.
But the thing that's in St. George's favour, and I reckon you've taken this into account, is it's been played in Wollongong.
Yep. Absolutely. They've also got a few players back as well. So I just think it's going to give them that extra boost of confidence.
Good luck, Sammy. All right, Pete. You've got about a minute.
Okay. All right. Here we go. Sharks.
Thanks. Sharks go Storm.
Thanks for joining us.
All righty.
Now, let's have a look.
Yeah, look, I'm serious here. Now, the Cronulla Sharks, I've liked the way they've been playing so far this year. The Storm, they're not quite the team they have been in the past. And I think if anyone's going to knock them off at the moment, it's the Sharks, who are really probably the form team.
Yeah,
although have they actually played anybody of consequence? They went down to the mighty Canberra Raiders in round one, as I'm sure we all recall.
Which they shouldn't have.
Yeah, they did beat the Eels, though. That was a close game, but they did beat
the Eels. Their completion rates are good. Their missed tackles are down. They're doing things the right way to, you know, be a force in the competition.
Yeah, the Cronulla have beaten St. George, the West Tigers, as we all know. They've also beaten the Knights to nil. This is their first real test, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
It is, and I think they'll at Amy Park on the weekend. They'll take care of Melbourne.
All right. Legends, thank you very much. Enjoy your Easter.
Oh, thank
Mate,
you.
Mate, I'm going to because we've got the Clearys till 2027.
I'm sorry that everybody had to listen to that this morning.